At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, folks, on today's episode of Really, we're talking about a very really Thanksgiving. This is actually going to be a two-part series. And on this first episode, we are talking about turkey, Tupperware, tangents, and togetherness. We're going to take a walk down memory lane, the funniest, weirdest, craziest Thanksgiving moments from childhood to adulthood. I'm Michael Thomas, and I'm still needing a nap from that time I hosted Thanksgiving in 2008.
And I'm Sierra, proof that you too can survive Thanksgiving dinner without committing a felony.
You absolutely are. And this is Really, where we serve up heaping portions of Thanksgiving rants with a side of cranberry sauce.
Ooh, put that on the side. It better be out of the can, though. Straight out. Still formed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Can rings out.
We'll get there. We'll get there, girl. We'll get there. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to get your hot take on that in a minute. All right. Sierra, how was your week?
My week has been great. I think there's two highlights. Number one,
okay.
The highlight is I was called to the office, not by the principal, by my boss, Paige, from my coworker. Okay. My coworker walks down and she says, "Hey, Paige needs to see you." I'm like, "What? Whoa, crap. What's wrong?" And she's like, "I don't know. She just needs to talk to you." Excuse me? So I had
in
to finish
tone?
This. A little bit. Yeah. Like the fear is in me. And
girl.
I had to finish this lecture on bilirubin in the liver. And I'm like, "Do you want to get up there and talk about it?" And she said, "Absolutely not." So I said, "Well, she's going to have to wait." No,
she doesn't know. Yeah.
So I walk up to the office and I'm like, "Hello?" And I hear, "Sierra, get in here." Like, oh my gosh. What is going
tone?
On? In that tone. I walk in and I am swarmed with bubbles. There's absolute chaos. Her entire room was filled with bubbles everywhere.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Like being on the back of a boat and the motor's going, just all these bubbles, like in your face.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And so she had this bubble machine. She turned it on high and it was blasting my face. And there were bubbles all over my hair, bubbles everywhere. And I was like, "So we're good? Nothing's wrong?"
I would have been like, ma'am, there is a way to call a neurotic person, and this ain't it. Know your audience.
What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying, girl.
So, yeah, my week's been good. But actually, let me tell you something else. Speaking of neurotic, let me tell you something else. Do you know about woolly worms and the fact that you can tell if it's going to be a fair or harsh winter by their color?
I do actually feel like Monet has said something about this.
Yeah, it's not, it is borderline, potentially almost fact.
Okay,
so it's real.
Okay.
So it's real. Did you know that if you find a woolly worm and it is mostly brown, we're going to have a fair winter. If you find a woolly worm and is mostly black, we're going to have a harsh winter.
I am remembering something like that. Remembering something like that. I thought it had to do with stripes. So you're telling me something new.
Well, it's the, I guess you'd say like black stripes, brown stripes. So majority of the body, those colorations.
Okay.
I would think that this would be like an agricultural thing that they would need to know. Because, you know, they didn't have ChatGPT and Google back then. So they're like, look at a woolly worm, see what's going to happen. like the groundhog coming out.
Oh, yeah. Old Punxsutawney Phil. He's a real reliable soul.
Yeah. Well, this is different because it is like borderline potentially actually could be fact. So.
Okay.
With the woolly worm, there actually is statistics that show they are. Okay. Let me hit you with this fact. It is 80 to 85% accurate.
Okay.
For a woolly worm to tell you.
Okay. Now, what journal are you citing for this? And I mean, the Farmer's Almanac does not count. I don't think it is any longer peer-reviewed.
I'm glad you asked, because it's not just me. It's this whole group of people in Avery County where they have a woolly worm festival. But that's not my fun fact. My fun fact about woolly worms is the fact that during the winter, they curl up into a ball, and they actually have antifreeze inside. It's like glycerol or something inside of their body where they can stay frozen through the winter. And then in May, they will de-thaw, literally, with their antifreeze ability. And they will come out and they will turn into an Isabella tiger moth. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
I would not have slept tonight had I not known where that tiger moth came from. I mean, you're spitting the facts here, ma'am. Antifreeze. So they're little bitty vehicles.
Yeah. Just vroom vroom.
I did see a woolly worm on my porch. I think I was on the phone with the OG bestie. I think I was talking to Caitlin. I don't remember. But it looked it was gnarly. It had spikes.
Yeah. That's protective for when they're hibernating.
I figured. Yeah. but I was like, sir, you can stay on your side of the porch and I'll stay on my side of the porch. And we'll get along. No, not yet.
There's a cup for you.
But he was in front of my front door, so I had to get there somehow. And I couldn't exactly hop over the bushes to get.
So what you're telling me is you don't know if he had more black or more brown.
He was yellow.
For your life. Oh, okay.
He was yellow. He was yellow. So okay. I'm just saying.
Know that breed.
So I'm so glad you asked about my week. So my week.
I just wanted you to know.
My week was wonderful. I did not learn anything about any bugs until today. So you have just topped off my week, ma'am. We just had our second clinical competency exam. So we just had our second practical exam this week. I know.
I just feel like a few weeks ago they test that we, all the time.
They do. And they did well. Little crew did well. I'm proud of my little crew. So they did well. Of course, we had a few, you know, that need a little more practice, but
that happens. Sometimes we all need
that. It does. And that's okay. Next week is fall break. So
woo woo.
I know I'm going to work one day when nobody is there. And I bet you money I'll get a whole lot done.
That always happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm actually pretty amped about it. I'm not going to lie. I love working when there is no one there. It's lovely. And I mean, I adore all of my coworkers and I adore the students. However, them are needy groups of people. And I know I'm needy at times too. So
it's fine. Not you.
Girl, I don't care.
You're
if
a
I
giver.
Am or not. I own it. I own it. Anyway, so this week, Sierra, talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh.
We are talking about Thanksgiving because we are in the beautiful month. Well, by the time this airs, we will be in the beautiful month of November. It is the second week of October right now. It's getting a chill in the air. It's starting to become sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Sweater weather. And We're getting there. I cannot wait. Although I will say, you know, I'm usually a PSL person, and I'm not this year. I've gotten the pumpkin creamer. I've gotten the PSLs two or three times, hot, cold. They're not hitting like they used to for me. I don't know why.
We're getting older.
I know. We're growing up.
Finally, I remember that time. To be honest, I don't think I've put sugar in my coffee or had like a sweet creamer in a long time. It just does something to my gastrointestinals. And
Causes those GI emergencies.
I like it black or a little splash of half and half.
You know, I've started drinking mine kind of like that. And
to cut the acid.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Now, I do. I either like it just plain old black or like super sweet. But if you get a good half and half.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's real good. You know how sometimes you need a cup of coffee, but your heart rate's like, yeah, please don't. That's me. Which is why I'm obsessed with Savorista. They make small batch coffee that's actually craft roasted, full of flavor, but without all that caffeine. I've been drinking their decaf and half calf blends lately. And listen, if you think decaf can't taste good, Savorista is about to change your entire personality. It's bold. It's smooth. It doesn't taste like sadness. You can drink it at 9 p.m. without regretting all your life choices. Okay, so if you're looking for that, you know, cozy cup that won't have you reorganizing your pantry at 2 a.m., check out Savorista.com. Savorista, Savorista.com. And use the code REALLYPOD at checkout for a little something off your first order. That little something. 25%. Your nervous system will thank you. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving today. And I want to talk about some of our earliest Thanksgiving memories. I know. Well, I do want to say Thanksgiving has morphed into my favorite holiday.
Oh, I love that.
Probably nice. Because it all revolves around food, but
100%.
I love food. I mean, I did not get this figure by not loving food. And, but it's a double-edged sword. But back to topic. What is your earliest Thanksgiving memory?
Oh, man. I feel like.
Who burned what? Who cried first?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because y'all lived real close to your grandparents. So did y'all all get together on Thanksgiving? Did y'all do like a big powwow at the lake?
Yeah, we did. It was always at our house. And I remember, I think one that's coming to me that is, it raised a lot of hackles, if I might say, was when Teresa, if I'm remembering this right, so my aunt, she has passed since then. She brought, I'm just going to call her like she is. Teresa was awesome. She was excited.
She was pretty cool. Yeah. I remember Teresa. She was really cool. She was really high energy. She was an old hippie.
Yes. She had long 100%. Red hair.
Yes.
So we matched. And she loved animals. She rescued and worked at shelters. I think maybe that's why I got some of this. She was tall and she was just always so cool. Like I just thought, because she was so different as well. She lived in Hawaii and she was a strong hippie. She was big into.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Back in her day, protests and like when we say hippie, like hip hey.
Oh, yeah.
And with that came not eating meat. And and so she 100%, now this is when, I don't know this math, but this was when I was maybe six. I don't know. My mom's going to say something different, but whatever. When I was six, she brings a large furkey. I don't know what they're called. Tofu turkey block.
A tofurkey?
A tofurkey. Yes. 100% brings that.
Oh my gosh.
It was just a rectangle with some brown sauce around it. And everyone was gagged. They had no idea. They were like, what?
Literally.
This was also the 90s where nothing good tofu or veg based, it really wasn't that great. You know,
not in the Tri-Cities of Virginia, Tennessee.
Maybe in New York, maybe in California.
Sure.
Not in East Tennessee.
We did not have those resources. No, we did not have those resources back then. I'm not 100% we have them now, but
we're
closer now than we were.
We're closer now than we were. She brings that. And I just remember my Nana was like, well, what is that? We going to eat that? And my German grandmother was like, I'm not going to eat that. I don't even know what that is. What do you mean? A firkin? No, we don't have. Why would you mess up a turkey? Like, why do you do that? Anyways, Germans talk. And my papa proceeded to get up and go into the living room and turn on the ball game. So he didn't even eat. And we were like, Papa, are you going to come eat? And he said,
only turkey y'all had?
Yeah, she was in charge.
Oh, no.
She was in charge. Thank goodness for sides.
I would think, and I mean, this is just my mind, but I would think like for a vegetarian, Thanksgiving would be all about the sides. Like, why would you even try to fake the meat? Like, I think sides are better.
Sides are better.
Love Thanksgiving sides. Like, I eat Thanksgiving for the sides. Not that I don't love me a good turkey or a good ham, but the sides are better. The meats, they're good for sandwiches the next day.
And a pot pie.
Like, 100%. The next day. So, but like.
Yeah. Tofurkey.
Oh, my word. I don't really have.
Yeah, what's yours?
I'm trying to think. I really don't have that many. Honestly, now I do recall when it was the Thanksgiving of 08 that I referred to. I decided to have Thanksgiving at my townhouse. You remember the townhouse?
Yes.
It was not spacious. Jane and Shane and Sam had decided to go to Florida for Thanksgiving break. And so mom thought it would be a great idea to invite my aunt and uncle to my house.
Oh, and fun.
My aunt could put Martha Stewart to shame.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, that's fine. That's fine. Fine. I'm fine. Yeah. No pressure at all. And I don't even remember what all I made. I remember I made a pork loin. I made the turkey. I made the mac and cheese, the mashed taters. I did. Mom made a bunch of stuff. Mom's thing is usually the stuffing. She makes amazing stuffing. And the pumpkin pie. My sister's thing is the sweet potato casserole. It could actually be a dessert. It's amazing. But anyway, I still haven't recovered from that. But my aunt, being the doting aunt that she is, and my uncle, both of them were like, oh my gosh, this was so good. Now, whether or not they actually felt that, I don't know.
Take it.
But I do feel like, exactly, I do feel like she would not have made that compliment had it not actually been good. Now, she's not cruel like Martha Stewart allegedly is, but...
she's just honest.
You know, I've seen the documentary. I was still nervous that whole day, actually for like 3 days prior. Anyway, that was probably the first time I realized that I was not actually okay during Thanksgiving prep.
Yeah.
Like this. I know I'm an adult. I mean, at that time I was probably 25, but I was like, I'm gonna need an adult to your adult.
Yeah.
And but I didn't want to ask my mom. Adult.
Sure.
Yeah, like a real one. I didn't want to ask my mom. Because my mother, and I have noticed this, like her generation, they seem to be quite afeared of the turkeys and the poultry in general. And they tend to cook it a lot. And so I like... Yeah. We slice that turkey and the next thing you hear is and it's just
it's spores coming out of it.
You slice that thing and it's just like that gravy gonna be good. Please,
you make
Lord.
Gravy? I hope like, you did.
Now the flavor was always great.
Okay.
They were just mom and a lot of her generation are very afraid of salmonella, and I get that. But the best thing I ever purchased as an adult was a meat thermometer. So that was, yes. I mean, once I was like, oh my gosh, I just need to keep cook it until the temp of the breast is at like 165.
Yes.
And you could cook it with the thermometer in the bird the whole time. So that way when it hit 165, it would alarm at you and be like, hey, the first time I cooked a turkey, it wasn't a big one, but I cooked it and the meat thermometer went off after like 2 hours. And I was like, there ain't no way that thing's done.
Ain't no way.
It was actually done, and it was juicy and it was amazing. Of course, I might have, put butter under the skin.
It's because she's raised right.
Thank you. Like I said, the flavor was always amazing, but it was just, those mushrooms in the forest that you see?
Okay.
They're like big puffer balls.
Yes. Yes.
And they split and they're like, that's similar. Anyway, yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about
on my mom's abilities, because she is an amazing cook. She's just afraid of poultry.
So you're talking about turkey, and I wasn't going to talk about this because I don't want to upset my mom, but you're being honest about yours. So it's my turn. Listen,
let's be vulnerable, Sierra.
Well, vulnerability or just pure honesty. Here we go. I'm not holding back. Mom, I'm sorry, but you need to know. And so Daniel and I went down to stay with my mom and Dale, and she was making Thanksgiving. We're excited. It's great. She pulls out the turkey, and you're right. This must be like that generation sort of thing. She pulls out the turkey right before we get ready to go walk the dogs. And she pulls it out, and Daniel and I are looking at her in the kitchen, just watching. Like, oh, okay, what's it going to read? What's it going to read? What's it going to read? She says out loud, well, it's reading 185, but the poppers haven't popped out. I'll just put it back in while we go for a walk.
No, the poppers are liars.
And Daniel and I looked at each other with sheer terror.
We literally said to each other,
she making gravy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, Mom.
185, actually. I have accidentally overcooked it to 185 before. It won't be bad. You get them into that 200 territory.
That's dehydrated.
You better hope you got some. You better hope you got some dark meat on there, because that chicken, that turkey breast is done turned into jerky.
Turkey jerky.
Yeah. I mean,
that's like putting it in a dehydrator.
So that is your educational moment, listeners, for the week. Once your breast reads 165 with a meat thermometer, and if you're not using a meat thermometer, then, well, you need to have dry turkey. But if your breast reads 165, it's done. If you got dark meat on that turkey, it should read 175, and then you're done.
Okay. And that tastes better. Anyways, can I ask you something about food real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
My favorite topic.
So, my Nana, every Thanksgiving, she would bring over, and my mom would say, "Why does she make that? No one eats it." And then she gets so upset because no one eats what this thing. And I, to this day, have no idea what this was. Can you tell me what an orange congeal is?
I was getting ready to say, I bet you're getting ready to talk about a congeal salad.
No.
I knew.
What is that? She made it every time. Nobody ate it. She was so mad.
You know what? I used to think it looked awful, and I have since had it, and they're pretty freaking good.
Now that she's gone, I want it. But I,
right?
I should.
You
want to
try
it
at least?
I should have ate it.
I'll make you one. I'll make you one when you're here for Christmas. But
great.
I do think you'll like it. It's literally like powdered Jell-O gelatin.
Okay.
And I think cream cheese and Cool Whip. And then your choice of fruit, canned fruit. And then you put it in a bowl and let it set up. And my mom makes a pretty mean one. I think she makes it with lime. Well, she probably makes it with all kinds. But you can put, I've seen them with nuts. A real popular one here in the South does have pineapple in it. And as much as I love pineapple... Yeah, as much as I love pineapple, it doesn't love me. It actually doesn't love anyone in my family. Now, I will eat it. Yeah, I've not, it's not completely scared me off yet, but most everybody else in my family is like, mm-mm. So, yeah, it's, yeah, I'll make it for you sometime.
Well, thank you. Now I know.
You're
sorry,
welcome.
Nana. Love you.
Well, I mean, you were young. You didn't know better. Oh, sometimes they'll put marshmallows in it, like little teeny marshmallows.
Oh, fun. Yeah, I want some of that.
I mean, it was a dessert. It was a dessert-ish, I guess. But I knew you were going to say a congealed, a Jell-O salad, like Miss Leanne Morgan talks about.
Yeah, nobody ate it, though, and she would always get mad, but she made it every year. Why are you doing that?
I love a Jell-O salad. I love a Jell-O salad. Listeners, tell us, write to us, tell us your Thanksgiving memories, send us a DM, send us an email at info.reallypod@gmail.com and let us know some Thanksgiving memories that you have that you would be okay with us reading on the pod. Cause it's, y'all, if we can all laugh together, we can come together. I think it's fun. What about, well, you've already talked about your funny relatives. Other funny relatives that might be, I don't really have a single relative that's not relatively funny.
Yeah.
The ones, I mean, in a good or bad way, but like, I don't know. Most all of my family, now my mom's side of the family, when we all get together, which is rare, oh my gosh, them some funny people. I get my humor.
I see that.
I get my humor from them. I get my humor from them. Dad's side of the family has some funny people in it, but not as many as mom's. They're just, they're funny people. Well, yeah, I don't think I've had a Thanksgiving with them in like, 12 years, maybe.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Probably need
to change
that.
Might be time.
Oh, you remember that old, well, it's not old. They still make it. The blue squeeze parquet butter. Well, it ain't real butter, but that squeeze parquet in the blue bottle.
I don't remember that. I remember a spray, a butter spray that you sprayed onto your, maybe ear of corn. That wasn't actually butter. But I don't know the squeezer.
Oh, listen. We had them Sister Schubert's rolls. This one Thanksgiving, the last time we were all together. And they came out of the oven. And we put them in a big serving bowl. And then my cousin Connie takes that squeeze parquet and just pours it all over the top of those rolls while they were hot in the serving bowl. Change your life.
Okay.
Yeah,
you said it's not life. Really I'm butter. Telling.
No, it's a spread. It's a vegetable oil spread.
Okay. Good.
It's a futter. It's a futter. It's a fake butter.
Mm-hmm.
Butter. all right, let's I want to do a little debate with you.
Okay.
It may not end up being much of a debate, but
Let's get down to
Let's talk about, is it stuffing? Is it dressing? Go.
Oh, gosh. If you're, no, God, am I timed? Is this on a timer? I can't.
Okay. Yes, you have 60 seconds starting now.
Okay, listen. If you stuff it, if it's actually coming into the bird, and then you're going to be putting it out and it's going to be on a plate and then you're going to ingest it, that is a stuffing. But one would say that if you're dressing it, you're putting it into the bird. But why would you dress something on the inside if it's not on the outside? That dressing, that sounds to me like something you have to pour with it. So you better have gravy with it. So quite frankly, if you're going to stuff it, put it into the bird, you're going to eat that stuffing. If you're going to dress it, you're going to have that stuffing. It's going to be set beside and then you're going to put some gravy with it. Ding, ding, ding. It's dressing.
I don't think that, ladies and gentlemen, was the applause from our audience. Yeah, we're in front of a live studio audience of one another. Anyway, I call it stuffing just out of habit. But yeah, I think it's dressing because I do not want to eat stuffing that has been in that,
raw that, birds.
That bird's butthole. I do not want to do it.
That's called a cloaca.
Well, I know, but because of you, but like, I do not want to eat. No, that's gross. It's in the cavity. I don't want to eat anything. No. I mean, I realize it gets cooked. I realize you have to temp it as well. No, it's not happening. I ain't doing it. Okay. Next. And I've already talked about this a little bit.
Okay.
Now, I'm willing to die on this hill.
Whoa.
Are the sides superior than the main?
They better be. They better be.
Yeah.
I think they can be.
I do not get me wrong. I love a good protein.
Of course.
However, what do I want to fill up on?
Sides. Mac and cheese.
Sides.
Green 100%. Beans.
Mac and cheese. Oh, green beans. I love a green bean. Casserole. I don't even care if they're not even that good. I don't care. I still love a green bean. Yams, or not yams. Sweet potatoes, whatever they are. Them orange things that you put the marshmallows on. you know, yeah. and desecrate that vegetable that's so good for you.
With brown sugar.
With brown sugar, butter, and marshmallows. It just sounds wonderful. I wonder if people knew, like, you know, if the indigenous Americans that used to cook with these sweet potatoes, if they could see us now throwing butter and brown sugar and marshmallows on top of the... I do think they'd love it, but I also think they would be like, that was healthy.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We lived years off of those. Yeah. Yeah. Although, I mean, I'm sure...
off your life.
Thank you. I'm sure they're sitting up, you know, watching us being like, what?
Sitting up out of their grave. What are you doing? Hey, do you remember that restaurant? It was in Kingsport. It was called Scobie's.
Oh, 100%.
The Scobie's
Didn't
corn.
Go a lot, but... Oh, yep. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. My mom has the recipe, and she gave it to me. It's somewhere. But she gave it to me, and I made it.
You're going to give it to us.
I can.
To the listeners. And me.
Made it for a Thanksgiving up at a friend in Burnsville's house, and we had a great Thanksgiving. That was
actually
fun.
Friendsgiving. I think I remember this. Yeah, friends. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
And they said it was like one of the best corn concoction that they had ever had. I'm like, I can't take credit for it. It's this weird.
Well, you made
restaurant
it.
Called
you
Scobie's.
Made it, ma'am. You made
well,
it.
I can read. I guess I don't know.
I'd love sides, man. If there's not good sides, and I don't want, like, I hate when I see these like YouTube videos that are like, we're going to simplify Thanksgiving this year with a good, solid, good meat and two sides. I'm like,
no,
that is not Thanksgiving.
That's and not Thanksgiving.
I turned the channel. I changed the video.
They're not worthy.
They're not. I want mac and cheese.
Yep.
I want mashed potatoes. I want some sweet potatoes. And I want some green beans. Minimum.
Yeah. Minimum.
Now, if there is a corn dish as well, I'll be thrilled. And I mean, stuffing's a given, so I'm not even counting that. Because it
you
better
mean,
be there.
You mean dressing?
Stuffing / dressing, yes.
Just kidding.
And I want it to be cornbread dressing. I do Ooh, not want okay. a French bread dressing.
What about I've a focaccia tried that. Dressing?
It as long as it's got some cornbread in it, I'll be fine. But
okay.
I've tried that.
Hey,
I've
you
tried
can mess up
it.
Mac and cheese.
Did
you know
can't.
That? Well,
yes, I've heard, but no, like I've never messed up a mac and cheese. Ma'am,
I was never in sin. I didn't mean you. I just mean in general.
I
you
felt
can.
Attacked.
No, you've never. You would never. You. But I've been to a Thanksgiving soiree, and that mac and cheese was claggy.
Oh, there's not. No, I know. I know what you're talking about, though.
You couldn't pick out the noodle from the cheese from the mush.
You
can mess up mac
okay.
and cheese.
Listen, people, we're talking about Thanksgiving here. And if you're the type of person that cooks your pasta to an inch of its life, and then you put it in that cheese sauce, and then you put it in the oven, if you can't tell the difference in your pasta and your cheese sauce, you've overcooked your pasta before you cook it. Whatever the package directions say, take 2 to 3 minutes away. It needs to be a little al dente. Al dente. And then put that in. It's going to finish cooking in the oven. It'll be soft.
You
It'll
don't
be
need
nice.
To worry.
And so we don't. You don't.
There's no E. coli in noodles. Mm.
That well, reminded me. Know, thank you for reminding me. I'm gonna put these people on my prayer list.
I don't remember who it was, but okay.
Oh, I'm just talking about the general they that does that. What is a dish that can stay home?
A dish that can stay home.
If you never see it at another Thanksgiving, you'll be like, I'm fine.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything. Wait. Yes. Liver mush. No one needs that.
Who does that at Thanksgiving? Was that German?
No, I'd rather not say.
Oh, it's German. So
there's no food that I won't eat besides liver.
Same.
And liver mush. Do you know what the liver does? I'll send you the PowerPoint.
Thank you. This is going to be controversial.
Okay.
The turkey can stay home for all I care.
Interesting.
Give me a good ham.
Oh, give me I like ham.
Seven or eight sides.
Yeah.
The turkey can stay home. I will always choose a pork product over poultry. If there's not a turkey, I'm fine with that. If I walk in somebody's Thanksgiving and they're like, we're actually having steaks this year on the grill, I would be like, sign me up, partay.
I'm coming over.
So yeah, I'm totally fine with non-traditional proteins. I just don't think the turkey is the big hit people think it is. All right, folks, I know it's been a minute since I've done one of these. I used to do these videos all the time, and I'm back doing another one. It's a consumer report. Now, I know we have all had those days where our stomach's like, hey, you remember them tacos you ate? Yeah, we're going to talk about that all day. Well, okay. So lately, I've been using Professor B's digestive aids. Because, you know, sometimes your gut needs a little extra tutoring. They use pure honey and these other all natural bee derived and herbal ingredients that are rooted in what's called apitherapy to help promote a healthier gut naturally. It's science meets sweetness, natural sweetness. And honestly, y'all, it works. There's no weird side effects. It's not any kind of weird mystery potion, just natural ingredients doing their job. Plus, Professor B's gave us an exclusive 10% off. Mm-hmm. Just head to profbees.com. That's profbees.com. And use code REALLYPOD at checkout. Again, that's profbees.com. Promo code REALLYPOD for 10% off any product. Because our digestive systems deserve an A-plus day, too. All right, Sierra. We're going to play a little mini game.
A game?
Are you ready? Yes. Are you ready?
Maybe. Yeah. Hit me.
We, listeners, for those of you that have never heard of the game Smash or Pass, we're going to play it today. Sierra has come up with five Thanksgiving topics, things mm-hmm. to ask me whether I would smash them, I want to keep them, or pass. They can go. And I've come up with five to ask her. And we don't know what they are. So let's get started. This is Smash or Pass Thanksgiving ding, edition.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, Michael Thomas. The first one that we have for Smash or Pass will be pumpkin pie for breakfast the next morning. Smash or Pass?
Smash. All day, every day.
I see you. Little self-care sugar spiral. I see. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Sierra? Canned cranberry sauce with the ridges still showing. Smash or pass? I told you we'd get back to it.
Oh, I'm going to smash that thing. Oh,
it gives you nostalgia and gelatin art. Yes. Yeah, I get it.
I feel that the rings are it's already portioned for you. You like to cut with the rings. My type A loves to cut that ring and mm-hmm. eat a ring per, and that'll help with a dry turkey too. That'll help.
It will, especially the next day with that dry turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Thomas, here we go. Next one. Friendsgiving that's actually better than real Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I'm gonna smash that one. I know that's hard, but I'm all about multiple Thanksgiving celebrations. It's my favorite mm-hmm. holiday. So let's do a Friendsgiving, maybe the week before or the week after. And then let's do a traditional Thanksgiving.
You've got your family that you're born with. Mm-hmm. And then the family that you've chose that, and that exactly. chooses you.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Thank you. Worth it. Thank Worth you. It. Smash. I saw this and I thought I would throw it in. Turkey-shaped butter sculptures.
What?
Turkey-shaped butter sculptures. They have had these at Walmart before. Smash or pass? Is this an elegant centerpiece, Sierra, or is this a dairy-based cry for help?
Well, first of all, you better have this when I come over because I've never seen this.
I have seen, they have it. I think they have it at Trader Jose's.
Trader Jose's. Okay. Yes. Number two, how big is this thing? Number three.
What's a pound of butter?
Jeez Louise. Okay. Number three. Yeah. I'm going to smash that. That sounds really cool. The only thing I've ever seen is butter in a ball. And I thought that was, look at that butter. Ball.
I know.
Butter
or
balls.
Butter in a rosette. That's fancy right there.
I don't even know what that is.
A rosette? A little rose?
What's rosette? A rose? Little.
Yeah.
In the shape of a like butter? A little... No. Yeah. Butter in the shape of a rose?
Well, I knew what you meant. Yep, that. That.
I have never seen that. I feel like I... have not actually, have I even eaten butter before? I don't know. If it's not in the shape of a rose. We'll see.
I don't.
Okay. Okay. Next for me, putting raisins in the dressing. Smash or pass. What? Yeah. Or, you know, who hurt you? I don't know. Putting raisins. What? People do that.
Oh.
In the dressing.
That's going to be a hard pass for me.
Yeah.
And I love a raisin, but no, we don't. No, no, we don't
That's
need that.
Anything. Who hurt
you? Okay. They're going on my prayer list too.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. Smash or pass, Sierra. Eating Thanksgiving dinner at 2 p.m.
Smash that. That means that I get to be home. And I can take, I'm going to, first of all, just let you know, if I'm coming over, I'm bringing Tupperware with me. Because I know that you're going to ask me, oh gosh, it didn't even look like we made a dent in all this food. You want to take some of this with you? Oh no, how could I? I couldn't do that. And then you pull out like three Tupperware containers. Mm-hmm,
brought me
you're
a like, bento well, box, hate- thank you.
I'd hate for you to have to eat all that. And so then you do, and you take it home. And then Dan and I are back home with the dog, getting our tryptophan on. And then we're going to do it again for dinner. Yes. Yes. Smash, 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 smash.
Yeah. I'm not married to a time. However, the older I get, the earlier that things can be done,
mm-hmm.
the quicker or the, you know, the earlier in the time of day that I can get in my bed. So I just think, you know, earlier lunch or earlier dinner, earlier nap. I'm just,
yeah.
I'm just saying. So,
I like being home
yeah,
before dark.
I agree. I do too. And it's so depressing in the winter.
People.
Yes. It's so depressing in the winter because it starts getting dark at 3:30. So as soon as that sun starts going down, I'm like, well, I'm out.
Better go take a nap. Okay, here's another one. Smash or pass? But this kind of, I mean, I think I know this one. What about those people that conveniently have to either Ooh, gotta go pick up the kids. Ooh, gotta go get home to the dog. Ooh, gotta go to work. Conveniently, right after everything's done, gotta go do something. Maybe even just, oh, we gotta take the dog out to avoid cleaning up. Helping.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm sure I've been this person. So, I'm not gonna smash it because morally, ethically, I do think that's wrong. What about, I think I know this answer, Sierra, letting the dog sample the turkey? Smash or pass?
Pass. Absolutely pass. Not. Pass.
It's a holiday.
No, they do not need to be eating that turkey.
I'm not saying the whole thing.
No.
I'm just saying.
I don't do table scraps.
Well,
I do bananas or apples, vegetables or fruit are fine, but not the turkey.
The era.
I know.
How sad.
Hate me.
How sad.
I know. They're judge me. That's fine. Daniel probably sneaks it in when I'm not looking. So
I hope so. He's a con man. Okay. So smash or pass that leftover sandwich the next day.
Ooh, like sandwiches were made and
The leftover like turkey, stuffing, gravy, cranberry sauce, the works.
Oh, smash that. That tastes better than it did the day before.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Smash or Pass Thanksgiving edition.
Woo woo.
Whoop.
We did it.
All right. Sierra, it's our favorite time. And woo. This time, Sierra, do you have a message from Mom?
I do. I have a message from my mother.
Oh my gosh. It's a first, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. So about 2 years ago, I was experiencing some tingling sensations in my left arm. It's like my thumb, my pointer finger, and my middle finger. And my neck was also very strained. And it had been going on for a hot minute, definitely like a hot minute. And I started to get a little concerned about, what is this? What is this feeling inside of me? Why is this tingling? And it felt positional at times. And my mom, being an MRI CT tech, registered tech, in the modern medicine field, I thought, what better person to ask about medical stuff, especially regarding tingling sensations in my hand? And I proceed to ask her, or let her know, hey, I'm having this tingling sensation, beep, bop, beep, bop, beep, bop, boop. And she proceeds to tell me, hey, lay flat on the floor with your legs elevated like on a chair. Let your back rest in that position on a bit. It might release pressure from your lumbar chakra.
Oh!
Yep. Chakra. Oh, I said that wrong. Chakra.
Chakra
is one of those energy sources. Now, I want you to know I'm down with the chakras.
Sure. Sure. I love Chakra Khan.
Okay.
She's a great singer. Different.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen her. I'm down with the chakra, but I'm also down with modern medicine. Okay. And so
that your mother and I both practice.
Yes. I said, interesting. She responds, can you put a wet towel or sponge or in your heating pad for moist heat? Yeah. I said nothing. I said nothing. And then immediately afterwards, she sends me the text. Oh, I have a bunch of cheese to share with you guys. I could drop it off tomorrow on my way back from Charlotte. Where you want to meet? I said,
well, forget Asheville. About your arm. I got cheese. Oh, Pam, that is such a classic. Oh, that was great.
I just want to follow up.
You made my night.
I went to the doctor and then I started physical therapy and everything worked out. Thanks for asking.
I mean,
Mom.
I'm crying. I have tears.
Align that chakra, honey. I got some cheese.
I mean, she's not wrong. I think that's more root chakra, but enough about the chakras.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I love that. All right, Sierra. What small business are you going to patronize this week?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to report that the Hendo in Hendersonville, Hendo Chicken and Donuts, is phenomenal. Oh. Yes. So
it sounds phenomenal.
Yes. Hendo. It is spelled H-E-N-D-O-U-G-H. Hendo. Get it?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I get it. And it sounds lovely.
Yes. And what's great is one of my friends, Kendall, who's also from Kingsport. Hello.
Hey.
She's in the Yogaverse. Tri-Cities. Her husband, Justin, is the chef there. And designs the menu and all that. And so it's good. You know it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool is I just wanted to tie into like some thankfulness is
okay.
The anniversary of the hurricane and my neighbors and I, so Kim, Woody, Francis, Christina, she wasn't there. She had to go be with the grandbaby and set up for the next grandbaby. We had a anniversary as like a moment of remembering the hurricane that kind of brought us all more neighbors than ever. And we basically turned neighbors into family. And I went and got a bunch of the chicken biscuits and donuts and brought them over. And we had this giant spread. And I'm happy to report that I ate a whole chicken biscuit and a donut. And I don't even really like donuts that much, but I did. No, I don't. And they were delicious. I didn't even feel full. I felt full of love. So Hendo Chicken and Donuts it's bringing neighbors to family.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And you can find them at Hendo Eats on Instagram and on Facebook, Hendo Chicken and Donuts. Just look that up. That'll get you there.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
And next time I'm down your way, we're going to eat there. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Francis said it was the best chicken biscuit he's ever had.
Who?
Francis.
Your neighbor?
One of the neighbors, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Go, Francis. Okay. I want to talk about, because we're heading into the holiday season, want to talk about Cranberry Lane here in Bristol. You remember Cranberry Lane. Down on State Street, they're the Tri-City's biggest country decor store. They've got home decor. I think they've got a little like fudge shop, soda shop attached as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're just really cool. I love them. I love the two owners. They have really fun stuff. They have tons of Bristol merch. Yeah. I mean, they're a fixture downtown. And so visit cranberrylanehome.com for further details. Or if you're in the Bristol area or in the Tri-Cities area, or you're visiting our area, if you're in Bristol, they are on State Street, downtown, historic Bristol. All right, Sierra, I think we're at the end of our time.
We have to say adieu.
We do. It's a very Sound of Music moment. Mm-hmm. I would sing it, but I don't think we have the rights. Anyway, next week we're going to be talking about what we are thankful for in our two-part series of A Very Really Thanksgiving. We will see y'all next week. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Stay fun, stay hydrated, stay thankful. And let's get ready for this big holiday.
Absolutely. Dress your turkey. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas is produced by Griff Chap Studio, LLC. The views and opinions expressed by host Sierra and Michael Thomas are their own and do not reflect those of their employers. Copyright 2025, Griff Chap Studio, LLC, all rights reserved.